All right, happy Eclipse Day. Followers of Christ Jesus, what are you anxious about today? Even if as I ask that question, what are the thoughts that pop into your head? Maybe you think it's a cruel question to ask. There's so much to get right. Are you at the right university? Are you in the right major? What about your summer plans? Do you have the right summer plans? Have you gotten the right internship? What about the job you're going to get when you get out of here? How's that going to work? Getting the right job, finding the right job, and then securing it. What about your career path? Are you on the right career path? Do you know? What about all the other things you need to get right in order to make sure your lives are successful? Oh, and then there's marrying the right person. Well, if you're feeling any anxiety, I've got a good idea. We could all look at social media. That's going to make us feel better, right? There are plenty of people that you can turn to on social media who've got it all figured out. You can see the evidence of it in their posts, right? They're doing everything right. They're doing it perfectly. That was obviously a joke. And at the same time, on social media, we can also see people who, for whom things aren't going right as they think they should be, and we see them completely unravel. They're melted down, basically one step away from being curled up in the fetal position. The messaging is everywhere, isn't it? Telling all of us and telling you at your stage of life that you got to get it right. You got to figure it out. Or maybe even more worrisome, don't be one of the ones who gets it wrong. So what does Scripture have for us? Well, I've got a few, and what I want you to notice is every Scripture I've brought here today is one that we might consider a classic that you've all heard. Many of them are memory verses for you. I didn't have to mine very deeply to get this, so only imagine how much deeper this goes throughout Scripture. How about Matthew 6:25? Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life. Remember, this is Jesus talking, and Jesus isn't sitting separate from us. He's right here on earth. He lived a human life. He understands. Do not be anxious about your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor about your body, what you shall put on. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be yours as well. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow. Let the day's own trouble be sufficient for the day. What about Psalm 119:105? Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. We care about our paths, right? Okay, we want to see the path. We want illumination. There's a place we can go. It's to the Lord and specifically to his word. He wants to reveal it to us in his time. He knows the way. What about Isaiah 40:31? Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. Those who wait on the Lord. Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. He didn't say, go figure it out and get it right so I can be exalted. He will be exalted. Be still. And know what? Not all the answers. Know that he is God. We don't have to figure it all out. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. I know you know it. But listen to it. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And this translation, Revised Standard, says, do not rely on your own insight. We often say, lean not on your own understanding. Do not rely on your own insight. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. That doesn't mean in all my ways, as I'm going about my business, making my choices, doing my thing, I'm thinking, yeah, there is a God. Yeah, God, you're real. It means in everything, turn to him. Give it to him. Offer it to him. Seek him. In all our ways, God, it's about you. And he'll take care of us. And Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope in a future." What's the message? You don't have to figure it all out. You don't have to get it all right. What even is that? Don't be in a rush. Don't be in a hurry. Don't be worried about figuring it all out. And I promise you, you couldn't. Even if you tried with every fiber of your being, you couldn't figure it all out. You couldn't come up with the perfect plan. Don't be looking to make sure you've got everything managed. You can't. And if you're someone who knows, no, I'm under no illusions. I know I don't have it all managed. Then don't think that somehow you are one of the ones heading off a cliff. You're not. But even if you were, guess who'd be right there to catch you? Trust him. Trust him. If we believe what we say we believe, trust him. Ask him. Listen to him when you've asked him. Wait on him. Wait some more. Wait even more. Wait until he moves. He has plans for you, and he loves you more than you can imagine. Imagine the most love you can, and then just know that he loves you, excuse me, that much and more. Let me ask you this. If you could have a choice, which we do, over who would be the person you'd choose to plan your life story and order it out, would you pick yourself? Or would you pick God? Who sees more? Who knows more? Who has more power to make good things happen? Right, exactly. So listen to me carefully. And I mean this. No one writes a story like God can write. No one writes a better story. Nobody. Trust him in that. The life I've had to this point was largely not orchestrated by me. And the things that were orchestrated by me, by the way, were characterized by mess and failure, okay, and learning things the hard way. Along the way, I've had all kinds of unexpected, odd work and life experiences. And none of them seemed at the time to be leading me toward anything. But in hindsight, they have all equipped me in ways I never could have expected or planned. The bottom line is that I had no idea where God was leading me, but I did know, and I certainly see now, that he was. I grew up in Nashville, Tennessee. And when I first moved here, my parents were both Texans, so I knew Texas and loved Texas. But when I first moved here to Lubbock, I thought, wow, this is hard. This was not my plan. I worked for United Supermarkets. That was my career. It was my family's business. I came out here to do that. But United was not my plan either. I loved United. I'd grown up working there as a kid in the stores, coming to see my grandmother. But I was a Tennessean who went to school in North Carolina. So coming out here, I left my friends. I left my home. I left the person I was sure I was going to marry. I was also in seminary, and God called me to leave that. I thought, what? Leave seminary? Surely you want me to stay here. But God led me out here, so I moved out here. And like a lot of you who are not from West Texas, when I got here, I thought, oh no, I'm not staying here. I was about your age, and I had the exact same thoughts and feelings. As quickly as I can get out of here, I will. My friends back in Tennessee, North Carolina, that part of the country, they were going to law school and medical school and working all kinds of exciting jobs, and I was sacking and checking and stocking and working produce and night crew. I was lonely. I didn't think I fit into this place. Bless you, by the way. But I did trust God. And again, y'all, no one writes a story like God. He has taken care of me. He has given me a life better than I can even describe. So back to this worry and the pressure and the stress and the anxious feelings. I know it's how many of you feel. Maybe all of you to some degree. I can promise you that if you do what we're talking about here, if you do what Scripture urges and begs us to do, and turn to Him and take it to Him, take the anxious feelings, take the fear, take the worry, go to Him with it. I promise you, if you do that, all of those other things will fall into place. God is not disinterested. He's not ambivalent. You matter to Him, and His plans matter to Him. Remember, you're His child. He wants to bless you. He loves to bless you. But more importantly, He has plans to use your life for good and glorious purposes in His kingdom. You're going to get a job. You're going to have a career. You're going to have a roof over your head. You're going to have food on your table. You're going to have plenty of opportunities in life. And the more you make your job and your career about Him, about loving Him and loving others, then the more fulfilling and enjoyable, and by the way, because you have this mindset, the more successful they will be, no matter what they are, no matter what your job and career are, okay? And by the same token, no matter how right that job and that career may seem, no matter how they may line up, how much they may line up with the plans that would really be impressive to the world, the more you make them about yourself and about building your own kingdom, the less satisfying and rewarding and fulfilling and the more miserable they will be. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and the rest will be added unto you. And a quick word on marriage. You can quit trying to figure that one out too, okay? Now, don't be foolish and reckless. And don't think choices don't have consequences. Trust Him. Ask Him for what you're wanting, okay? And want big things there. And ask Him for those. But trust Him. And when you find that other person that you want to spend the rest of your life with, and you and the other person think each other the greatest thing since sliced bread, and you're committed to staying together for all time and serving one another always, and most importantly, you want to put the Lord first and you want the Lord to be the center of your marriage, well, I believe He wants to do that. He wants to give you an incredible marriage. Okay? Whoever those two people are, that's what God wants to give those two people and make them one. And inasmuch as He does have someone specific for you, and you're asking Him to show you that person and waiting on Him, He's faithful. He wants that. He'll take care of you. And I can tell you, my wife and I did most everything the wrong way. We did just about everything we could do to mess up the chance of finding each other. And I would never recommend the choices that we made along the way. And He still brought us together. He's faithful. He's good. He loves us. Here's my wrap up for you. What is God's plan for you today? In the next hour? Right now? Have you engaged with Him at all today? If not, let's do that. He's right here with you. If you have engaged with Him today, remember that He's still with you all throughout the day. It's not about you executing your plan. It's always about Him, and He wants to be with you for every bit of this adventure. Remember, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He's the way. What's His plan for you today? So, eyes on Him. We just had a verse that was talking about fixing our eyes on Him. I love Hebrews 12. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Isaiah 26:3. Keep our minds steadfast on Him, and He'll give you perfect peace because you trust in Him. Take your fears to Him. Take your worries to Him. And then listen to Him. And keep an eye on Him throughout the day. May you forget about the future. And I know we're here at Lubbock Christian University, where there's a lot of what we talk about that's about preparing for this future. But LCU is doing that, assuming we all understand the truth. He is all that matters. Whatever the future is that he wants for us is what we want. Forget about the future. It doesn't even exist. It's just an illusion. May you focus on your calling today, now, the next conversation, the next interaction, the next way you spend your energy. May you seek to love and honor God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength today. Not next week, not next year. And doing everything as if you're doing it for him and in his name. Everything. Today is your calling. Today is your adventure. So go big with it. Make it a celebration of victory and live it fearlessly, hand in hand with your King and your Savior. That's the right thing. That's the choice you want to make. Love him, love others, live today for him, with him, and in him. And brothers and sisters, I love you. He will add the rest. Okay? Pray all these things in his name. We are dismissed. Go enjoy the wonders of his creation on Eclipse Day.